I'm John Weber, sitting in for Jennifer Lynn. A professor at Stockton University in South Jersey went viral last week when she tweeted about overcoming an abusive relationship. 10 years ago, I thought my life was over, she wrote. Today, I found out I won a Fulbright's fellowship. WHYY's Nick Pugliese introduces us.
Emily Van Dyne screamed, then hyperventilated, when she opened the email last week awarding her a Fulbright fellowship.
I've never responded that way, I don't think, to any good news before.
Not only would she get to take her family to Greece, as a scholar and fan of the American poet Sylvia Plath, she would also get to follow in the footsteps of her idol.
Sylvia Plath was a Fulbright scholar, so it's very special to me to be able to do something that she did.
A decade ago, Van Dyne was an adjunct writing professor shuttling between three different colleges in South Jersey. She fell in love with a fellow writer and got pregnant before she realized the depth of his problems. He was addicted to opioids, she says, and sleeping with underage girls. They moved to his hometown in Texas to try to get him help, but the situation turned dangerous for her and her infant son. She fled back to New Jersey.
I really thought my life was over. I thought, I don't know how I will survive this. My heart was broken. You know, when you are in an abusive relationship, the way that that psychology works, right, that power dynamic is to totally strip you of your agency and strip you of your sense of identity.
She went back to teaching, and things slowly started to turn around. After a few more years as an adjunct, a full-time position opened at Stockton, where she later earned tenure. Around the same time, a single father moved in next to her parents' home in Ventnor. Fast forward to the present.
I am not a single parent anymore.
The Fulbright was the kicker. In the spring semester next year, she gets to teach a course on Plath at Aristotle University and resume her graduate school research on the links between the poet and Plato. It's a story she wanted to write for herself, but thought was out of reach.
You know, I grew up as this kind of accelerated, like, precocious kid, and everyone always said, oh, you're going to do these great things. And then there was this really, really hard, dark period of my life where I thought that all of those things had disappeared from my grasp, that there was no way that I would ever do them. So it's nice to do them. It feels good.
From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.